You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
Dave Hodges is as mad as hell, and he's not gonna take it anymore.
I'd like to help you, Dr. Yes, I really, really would, but the din in my head, it's too much and it's no good. I'm standing in a window tunnel, shouting through the water, and I'd like to give the information. That's my thing. But blood makes noise. It's a ringing in my ear. Blood makes noise. And I can't really hear you in the thickening of fear.
Common sense is not so common. This is the Common Sense Show with Dave Hodges.
Welcome to hour number two, everybody. Again, Dave Hodges here. I'm your host, along with Katie Whalen, whose health segment will be coming up in the third hour, followed by a brief cameo appearance from Joseph Meyer, but he's such a well-respected economist, I wanted to get him on and get his initial reaction to Brexit and what it means economically. And we're getting some of that here with Steve, certainly. And we've been reaching out here, at least I have been here on the show, to the people with the most experience in the lead-up to the Republican convention, because I have a feeling that's when all you know what's going to break loose. And so this week it's Steve, next week it's Doug Hagman, we're going to get Ted Brewer back on. So we're going to the heavy hitters right now, the people who aren't single-issue oriented, but the people who have a global view of things, no pun intended, and people who have the most experience, and that's what we're in the midst of right now with Steve. But before we rejoin Steve, I just wanted to remind everybody again to keep Austin Brewer, Ted Brewer's son, in your prayers with his heart ailment. He's doing much better, but he's certainly not out of the woods. And also we have an ongoing situation with Health Masters, because they have been so good to me and so good to my family, and they help so many people. We have partnered for tonight for a one-week deal that if you go to the website healthmasters.com and order one of their health products or several of their health products, you can take 5% off your entire purchase price simply by using the coupon code DAVE5. Again, that's DAVE5. And again, Steve and I will probably touch on this in the second hour. I think America could look like Venezuela before a whole lot longer, and you're going to want to have food and water and a whole lot of other stuff, but get your food from numana.com/Hodges, where we have the very best in quality, pricing, and convenient delivery. Again, that's numana.com/Hodges. And, of course, Scene.life. And Steve and I both are members of Scene.life, and I think it's important that we have people who go there who can reach out and have relationships, collegial relationships with people, share information, kind of like our committees of correspondence that the founding fathers used after martial law was imposed on Boston. And so I encourage everyone, get out of Facebook and go to scene.life. And there's no .com to it, no mystery. And this time, hopefully, I can read my own writing. Steve Quayle here, and I've had a business relationship with Steve, a personal relationship with Steve, a professional relationship with Steve, and really it kind of centers around what he does for people. And you're hearing about how he does step up, and he does so much of this quietly behind the scenes. But he is going to try to help you save what wealth you've accumulated. And if you keep your cash in the bank much longer, you keep the bulk of it there, you are going to be some of the sorriest people on the face of the earth. You need to prepare to come out the other side of these coming crises. And the dollar is not going to be worth the paper that's written on. You need to get into precious metals, Renaissance precious metals. Steve will be around for an hour after the show, 406-586-4842. And if that's not convenient for you, call him in the morning, again, at 406-586-4842. Steve, anything you want to add to that before we get back into our discussion?
Well, yeah, I'll be up for probably another 2 hours from the end of the show, and they can email me and just, but I want people to email me that are serious. Here's the deal. If you don't know that you want to do what you're going to do, all I'm telling you is this, is right now, even guys I know who are in the business that should be going to bed or, you know, approaching going to bed on the East Coast or staying up, tomorrow is a big day. People say, well, couldn't gold sell down, silver sell down? Yeah, they could. Anything's possible. Look, gold had, in effect, Dave, $160 range in one day. That's a big deal. That's the biggest move. But here's what people don't get. A guy just sent me an email, okay? I think this is really important because this guy is telling me that his USSA bank account was hacked, okay? And that everything was stolen, okay? May I just read this real quick? It reiterates what you said, a couple paragraphs. Steve, my bank account was hacked Friday and Saturday, and my savings and checking accounts were depleted. The thief stole everything by having all of my personal information, which I can only guess they obtained via the OPM data loss of about a year or so ago that affected 4 to 5 million government employees. As mentioned, the thief or thieves knew everything about me enough to convince a USAA representative that they had forgotten their phone passwords, which was then reset to one they could choose, allowing them complete access to all my accounts. While USAA has been helping this issue so far, as they should be, wait times to speak with a representative have been extraordinarily long. I've never, ever experienced a two-hour wait to simply get through the main access line to speak to someone. I would suggest to your readers, this is the last thing, Dave, who have accounts with USAA to closely monitor all transactions. Also, if you still have the non-chipped ATM debit card, I'd suggest ordering a chip card pronto. Mine happened to arrive in the mail just yesterday, and I don't even want to deal with a chip or not chip. But here's what's going to happen, okay? I believe that every bit of psychological, mental manipulation has been aimed at the people in America to ultimately sit back as their accounts are hacked and everything stolen from them. Look at every single data breach, and I maintain that there are no safeties. You think your password's safe? It isn't. So I'm slowly exiting. For the record, I do not do online banking. I'm going to make this as clear as I can. The people that I know who have gotten really hurt financially do online banking. Do you know what the typical complaint to me saying that, get out of it immediately, close it out, start a new account is? Well, it's not convenient. Neither is a bloody prison camp being fed gruel and listening to the screams in the night. You know, Dave, if people won't, and this is the hardest part, if you ask me, I'll volunteer even if you don't ask me. The most frustrating thing is to see people that should know better, that obviously have some success in doing something well, and yet they won't make a single step to protect their family, and I'm talking physically protect them. I know people, obviously, that are anti-gun. And by the way, I want to recommend a book to all your listeners. I had Sig Swanstrom on, God, Guns, and Guts, the Firearm Defense, the Bible View. Sid's a real guy. He knows what it's like to live in Honduras or Guatemala and have to have armed guards in the churches. And we talked about Charles Van Wyck, who's a guy that saved 1,000 people from getting slaughtered in South Africa with two shots with a .38 snub nose. And when the one of the terrorists was captured, they said they had enough guns and grenades to kill every single one. Any pastors listening to us tonight, you need to have elders with cojones, okay? I would pick the guys that are military or, police officers to always be caring. If you want to really do it right, make sure that your rear entrances are secured and that anybody that comes in, if they're carrying concealed weapons, let them carry the concealed weapons. I'm talking about parishioners. But, you know, you need to take this thing seriously. Because, again, Dave, I put up on my alerts today that you're going to love this one. In Henderson, Nevada, a security guy working in one of the casinos, his friend called and told him that they basically arrested 5 Middle Easterners, 3 on the terrorist watch list, with blueprints of bridges in the area and a Quran, and basically they were ordered to turn them loose. Please go to my website, ladies and gentlemen, stevequayle.com. The most important stuff I post in real time in my world is when I'm awake, is on the Q alerts, top right-hand side. And it's astonishing, Dave, you understand that, that's rhetorical, of course you do, that no matter what happens, no matter what's intercepted, there is an order comes down from the higher-ups to release these individuals. I guarantee you they're not going to take that attitude towards white guys, you know. And I'm not making this about race, ladies and gentlemen. What I'm making it about is the spirit behind this. For when Jesus said, nation shall rise against nation, kingdom against kingdom, that word nation in Greek is ethnos, from which we get the word ethnicity. So we're talking race wars. I hate it. I tell my black brethren who love Jesus, don't get involved in it. Stay away from the people that want to instigate, initiate it. Same thing with my Latino brothers, and I owe my life to Latinos, so there's no, white guilt or white anything in me. There's a white horse, and the rider is Jesus Christ, I'm talking about, who comes back to rule over the planet. But the thing, and I'm not talking about any, Salt Lake City doctrine, I'm talking about Jesus Christ, the Son of God. We're talking about events transpiring in our very days. If people cannot have their children safe in the streets of Idaho, which is a state that you wouldn't think would be having these issues, and yet the bad people, the ones talking about it, being threatened with prison or arrest, I mean, does anybody get the absolute absurdity of this? So I think people had better, and I'm sorry if this is offensive, good. Grow a set, get real, and prepare. Because when I say prepare, this is not like you're preparing for what I call a 72-hour suicide kit, okay? A 72-hour suicide kit is just prolonging the inevitable. You need to have health food supplements, vitamin C. Do you know how much help a half a pound of vitamin C powder, and not made in China will be worth? Or just general, multivitamins that are the best out there. Like, good night, Mike Adams. Absolute natural health news. I mean, fantastic product. By the way, if no one's ever said this, I want to acknowledge something. I think Mike Adams is one of the most intelligent, one of the most gifted writers in the nutritional and real world that there is. I delight in reading his articles. He is absolutely gifted, and you can learn a lot from him because he knows what he's talking about. And I'll share this too, Dave. And this is really critical. I've had a sponsor for years, Enter Health Foods, okay? I can tell you this, that those guys have been amazing. When I was helping veterans, Steve St. Clair, man, he was at the pump. He was on the phone immediately. The testimonials of people, Enter Health Supplement, and I'm talking about a nutritional supplement, and the Coco Mojo. He was the first guy to combine, coconut and chocolate, organic, and having, dealing with caprylic and lauric acid. This is Katie's, world, but here's what I'm saying. You can buy smart, too. Nutrition doesn't come in how much pounds you put down into your stomach. It comes in the form of genuine nutrition that can feed your cells on a cellular level. So Inner Health, and I'm saying this, people have got to understand that Inner Health and Inner Health will give you brain health, and everything that's going down right now is to cause cognitive dissonance. We're at it, Dave. This is a week that will go down in history as famous, and I'm with you. The closer we get to the Republican convention, you're going to see the biggest batch of cowards, traitors, bullies, turncoats. There's no words I can describe that we can use on the air right now, of people that are going to show their true colors. Because as Romy just sent me, my friend Romy, intercessor friend, just sent me saying, God is separating the sheep from the goats. That's the same word that Pastor Langford said, the wheat and the tares. But I'm telling you what, you're going to see a harvest of tares, T-A-R-E-S, and I'm praying that God intervenes to stop the terrors, T-E-R-R-O-S, that are being planned. Stay alert, and again, I'll say this, unless you know you're supposed to be there, take very active measures for situational awareness, Always have a back door. Keep your eyes on the back door. Learn to do what the Secret Service does. You listen to the speaker, but you scan the audience. Get a position in the building where you can see everything. If you go to bathrooms, don't go alone. This is one time where, you know, it's becoming wiser even to go to restrooms and for legitimate reasons, you know, or have somebody stand out and watch, because there's nothing safe anymore. And that's what terrorism feasts on. The ability to keep their enemy, which is us, destabilized in all ways. So, you know, Dave, you got any questions? I don't want to just make this a dump, you know, all this data. But look, we're in it. This is a big deal. This is a huge deal, because it's the ignition that has been the ignition has been turned on. Or let's put it this way: the plunger in the dynamite igniter has been pressed down, and now everybody goes, ah, see, the explosion wasn't really bad. Wait until it takes full form. Wait until it really begins to happen. I think that, Randy, thank you for sending me that about your bank account. When you get guys like that talking about their bank accounts being hacked and all their savings and checkings being depleted, what is this brother to do except live off what he may have out of the bank?
Well, I got one for you along those lines too, Steve. On one of our accounts, our business account, we had a $642 charge. My wife came to me and said, did you spend $642? And I looked at her and I said, no, I'd be in trouble without clearing it with our finance minister or my wife. And she said, well, it's here. And she showed me. We called the bank. They don't have any record of it. They're trying to resolve the discrepancy right now. I kid you not. The bank could not pin this down in a two-day period. We're going to go in tomorrow and we're going to force the issue. But what you're telling me is not surprising. The other thing I wanted to bring up to you was tell a brief story here and then lead into the question, because I want to know what I'm going to be up against. And let me tell you that back in, was it 94, 95, I was, excuse me, a Maricopa County first responder. And I did it because, you know, they say, oh, your family gets the drugs first, you'll know what's going on, blah, 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 blah. So I volunteered from my campus, and then FEMA took us over and we did joint stuff. We had joint meetings, and I became friends with a guy in FEMA who lived not very far from me, and I got to know his entire family very well. Well, 4 years ago in 2012, they came to me, actually came to my place of work. They're waiting for me in my office. I walked in and they said, yeah, we're leaving in 2 months. And they described basically a sheltered community where they'd be out of harm's way. And what they told me, and this guy's specialty in FEMA, was counter-bioterrorism. He said that we have stuff that can do things that no one else in the world knows what we have or what we can do. And he goes, and that means the Russians and the Chinese. And he said, if this country rises up, it's going to be unleashed on the American people. Do you have an opinion on that?
Well, sure, and the reason, you know, the hats I've worn over the years and the books I've written and researched, one of them was Breed No Evil. You can design a bioweapon for any identifiable blood trait or genetic trait, okay? What I've worried about, and I think this is what he was indicating or kind of signaling you, is that the chemtrail spraying, geoengineeringwatch.org, for those of you that don't know what I'm talking about, that I've always been concerned it was a primary of a binary weapon. In other words, Dave, we all have within ourselves now, after all these decades of spraying, we have different antigens, and a lot of us have pathogens. And what happens if they introduce what I call the death spray? We've all got part A, but they introduce part B. What happens if they're introducing a genetically altered form of rabies that has been already typed in some of the zombie protocol that the medical field has gotten? What he's saying in no uncertain terms is everybody had better realize this, that Psalm 91 is their only protection. And it's no longer enough to go to church on Sunday and think that prayer or the Thanksgiving, the minuet, a minuet is a prayer in a minute or less, is going to carry you through. We have to recognize recognize the sheer nature of evil. So to answer your question specifically, I believe that what he was inferring to you was a biological pathogen that they can target any group of people. By the way, Wouter Basson, I wrote about this and talked about this, but Wouter Basson was tried in South Africa because they had designed biological weapons. The Israelis possess them, obviously we possess them, Russia possesses them, that are targetable to any identifiable genetic marker or any, if you will, byproduct of the bloodstream. That's part A. Part B is chemical. When I wrote the book Breathe No Evil, and I talked about the Novichok family of chemical weapons. By the way, this is 20 years ago, everyone. And Novichok was newcomer. And because of the chemical arms ban treaty and all the other treaties that were going on, you couldn't have a complete unitary weapon, but you could have a binary weapon as long as they weren't mixed, meaning if you had part A and part B, and admitted you had part A and part B, but you didn't have AB, you were okay. So the Novichok meant newcomer. Well, I was one of the guys that broke that story, and that's why I called it Breathe No Evil. There are so many ways that these entities have. Now, remember, I believe that every evil person on Earth is being ordered, supernaturally supercharged, energized, and funded by very malevolent, evil, fallen angels. Fallen angels do not possess people. They can take the form of people. Apostle Paul said even the devil himself can manifest as an angel of light. We obviously have the angels that go and meet with Abraham before Sodom and Gomorrah is destroyed, and the great prayer of Abraham to spare the city for so many righteous people, or so few righteous people. The instances in the Old Testament. So saying that, let me give you probably one of the most powerful revelations I ever had, and without going into detail, that resulted in someone who's very evil getting so mad over this revelation on talk radio that he basically terminated two of his bodyguards in another country. And that's what I was told by a military general, okay? How could I know anything like that? And the statement I made is, what happens, you guys, if all these people you see aren't who you think they are? And I've been watching something that troubles me, Dave, because, and I want to make this clear, human cloning, complete human cloning, has been around for a lot of years, decades. So when you read about Dolly the sheep, you know, trust me, that was just something to get you prepared for what they've been doing. Dr. Mengele perfected it. He started out with twinning, moved to cloning. Mengele was funded by the intelligence agencies of the United States. For the record, he had almost three decades to do his experimenting, courtesy of Operation Paperclip. They didn't bring him to the States, but he lived in South America, along with Adolf Hitler. And so, ladies and gentlemen, I'm telling you that in answer to Dave's statement or question or what he was informed of by the FEMA official, it's very, very real.
That's frightening. In fact, part of his preparations included his own air filtration and air generation system, and most of it was subterranean. And he went with like-minded people, Steve. He went with people that early retired or had just retired, DHS, FEMA, and they all congregated together, and he said, we're armed to the teeth. We're armed with weapons you couldn't even imagine we have. And he told me, he said, you need to find a safe place. What he recommended to me is, he said, there will be communities forming in the low Rocky Mountains outside of Denver on either side of Interstate 70. Do you have any knowledge of that?
Well, forgive me, but that's like setting up a tent surrounded by Genghis and Kublai Khan. The Denver International Airport, NORAD, Space Command Headquarters, what's it called? It used to be called Falcon Air Force Base. It's got another name now.
Peterson Air Force Base, yeah.
Yeah, thank you. All that, Dave, is basically, that's like, can I be blunt? That's New World Order Central. It's why all of the fires were generated in Colorado. Remember when, what was it, 2 years ago, 3 years ago, all the different fires that were going on? I mean, the actual eyewitnesses to watching Russian Hind gunships, that's a specific type of helicopter, people getting out with incendiary devices. Obviously, the idea was to burn out every place and any place that the quote-unquote patriots might go to. Listen, one of my friends who is a C-130 training pilot, meaning training other pilots, he said, Steve, do you remember all of the reports of C-130s? I mean, they were up in Flathead, they were in Bozeman, they were every place flying really low with their doors open and stuff and buzzing different areas. He said all of that was to support the foreign troops that will be in this country to do the bidding. How long have we said, well, I don't see any Russians, I don't see Chinese? Guess who the Chinese and the Russians, they're going to allow the UN, and I don't know how it all plays out, but they're the two leading ranking militaries outside of the United States on the United Nations Security Council. So when people see the UN vehicles, all you have to do is look at the history of the United Nations. I call them United Nothings. And the thing is that you're going to understand that these are not nice people. These are some of the most notoriously evil, wicked people. Hey, you can put a blue helmet on an ISIS fighter or vice versa, but the point being, evil's evil. And these gentlemen, or gentle, let me call them this, non-human entities are capable of such, you know, indescribable evil. Now, why am I saying this? Because the Bible promises that God loves his people, the Bible promises that God protects his people, and the Bible promises that God delivers his people. But people have got to walk in their relationship, keeping the right heart, right attitude. By the way, that's hard to do sometimes, but God gives us the grace to do it. And only speaking, let me give you the best advice I can give to anybody, Dave. Maybe you and I should take it and consider whether we want to stay on the radio any longer. And I'm not saying you shouldn't, okay? But obviously I wrestle with that. It's not only what good does it do, but I would tell everyone, unless you're prompted or someone asks the right questions, you're wasting your time, whether it's your husband, your kids, your neighbors, your friends, whatever group, your church group. One of the most disheartening things I get week after week in my emails, I go to this fellowship, and I said, what is it, the D&D? You know, you have bed and breakfast. This is the fellowship of the dead and dying, you know, D&D, Delta Delta. And people who genuinely get a revelation from God, they go in thinking their fellow church members are just going to be ecstatic that they really heard from God. They sought God. He answered their prayer. Only to find out, guess what? Not only are they kicked out of the kingdom, but the people who will not entertain the truth will have nothing more to do with them. So they become socially ostracized. So what's more important, friendship with the world or basically friendship with God? And the fact that Jesus calls us friends, but then he goes on to say, you know, they hated me without a cause, are going to hate you. The servant's no greater than his master, you know. And think of this. Think of the truth being the antidote for eternal damnation, but those who have chosen eternal damnation seek not the antidote for it.
I'm going to write that one down, too. You always give me a quote that I'm going to use at later times, Steve, whenever you come on. What would you advise people right now in terms of the next few... Well, let me back up. I'm getting ahead of myself. I was invited by a private entity to go cover the Republican convention, and I was going to use... They were going to pay and reimburse me, but I was going to use my wife's Hilton Honors points. So I got into the Hilton chain, and they got a bunch of different hotels, and I was pricing in the Cleveland area. And I called back a second time, and this lady mistook me for someone else. She says, oh, I'm so glad you called back. You're going to book more rooms? And I said, well, what are you talking about? She goes, you know those three rooms you booked for MoveOn.org? I said, what? And she thought I was this person that she had previously spoken to, as I had engaged her in some, you know, small talk. And yep. I thought, okay, well, I'm going to dig out what I can here and not tell her that she's made a mistake here. She admitted to me in this one hotel, and I don't remember which one it was, one of the Hiltons, and she said that she had booked three floors of MoveOn.org. I kid you not. She thought I was the guy that did the booking.
Well, I think that's a blessing.
I'm not covering, Steve. I'm not going there. I'd rather be on top of the Twin Towers on 9/11 than go there and know what I know.
Yeah, unless God tells you to go, don't, okay? Now, here's the deal. My rule that I think has been, I guess you'd say, attributed to me since I began talk radio 24 or 5 years ago, whenever. Someday I'd like to know the actual year I started. I think it was 94, 95, 93, somewhere in there. The rule is this. You want to be, you Dave Hodges want to be where everyone else isn't, okay? Do you know who's paying for the rooms for MoveOn.org? Soros and Hillary Clinton.
Yep.
Do you realize the word conflict of interest could not be defined any more than the political career of the criminal careers of Bill and Hillary Clinton? What does that tell you about, I mean, I think they did a survey, and even if she were to be indicted for espionage, people would still vote for her. Where's the disconnect, Dave? So to answer your question, under no circumstances, unless you had an angel in the night, would I tell you to go there? It's counterproductive. Number one, you're an HVT, high-value target. Number two, you have more effect being on the radio and talking to way more people than watching a political rally. Tell me, what there is no good that can come of it. And number three, you want to be away from that, you know? You just want to be away from that.
Well, I agree. You sound a lot like my wife. When I told her what I had found out, she goes, "You're not going." Direct order from the commander-in-chief. And I agree. I think, well, I don't know. What do you think, Steve? I think the potential for extreme violence and a potential serious false flag attack definitely exists for this convention. What do you think?
Well, I think they're going to do everything they can. And you know what? No matter what happens, they're going to say, this is just a response to the people rejecting Donald Trump. That's bull, you know, again. That's what we call bovine laundry, okay? Bovine laundry is bull and it's sheet, S-H-E-E-T, okay? So that's bovine laundry. And you've always heard they air their dirty laundry. Well, they're going to, exploit it. By the way, I got an email, and I was reading so many of them, I don't have the one to point out immediately, but the entities and the powers from hell and all their paid lackeys will move on .org. And by the way, these people aren't, living in tents in a park singing Give Peace a Chance. You know, they're in the Hilton eating filet mignon courtesy of, the destroyers of this country. Ladies and gentlemen, I don't know if you heard what Dave really said, but you better think about it. MoveOn.org in the Hilton. Who wants Donald Trump, taken out of the picture? And by the way, I'm asking every Christian to pray for his safety, to pray that every plot, plan, scheme of the enemy to be foiled. And again, Dave, if some of those 89 people had their way, they'd be happy to be putting their finger on the trigger to make sure he goes out. There is, you know what's amazing? Everything is judged from who they are in the Lord, but they forget to judge a matter according to who the Lord is, and he's able to raise up, to save, to intervene, to convert. He's able to do all those things, but boy, I'm telling you, if my emails are indicative of, quote, good Christian people, that's what they would call themselves. I don't call themselves. I don't believe there's anything such as a good Christian. The Bible says, it's called no man good save our Father, which was in heaven. Jesus, when he was called good, would not accept the title. Come on. He said, only my Father which is in heaven is good. So the point that I'm trying to make is simply this. It's a beginning of the biggest bunch of manufactured mayhem. There you go. Manufactured mayhem that's getting ready to happen. And according to the email from someone who lives in Cleveland, they're telling me what they're seeing already. They're seeing meetings taking place, yes. The city being divided up. And I got to tell you this. I can't say I don't know anything about the law enforcement community in Cleveland, but even they can get overwhelmed. Because those of you who understand Larry Greifswald, the Weather Underground, go back and read about it. Greifswald, G-R-A RATHWOL, the Weather Underground. They talked about, in order for them to bring about the communist revolution in America, in which at that point, Dave, was at 30 or 40 million people, primarily white gun owners, had to be murdered.
What Larry said was, he was told this by Bill Ayers, who put Obama into politics.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Bill Ayers.
Yeah, he said that he'll have to put, because Larry asked him, he said, what will you do if you actually win? And he said, well, we'll have to put 50 million into re-education camps. Remember, these are 1968 population numbers. And he said, we'll have to do away with, meaning murder, 25 million of them.
Yeah, I think it was higher than that. I'm not trying to argue. I remember 30, okay? Well, still, and in those days, that would translate out into about a third of today's population.
Right.
So the thing is that, and when you get Saul Alinsky and Bill Ayers in the same, if you will, the professors of mayhem to overwhelm the system. Let me give you the listeners a test. Tell me what part of the United States government or its former greatness is not being overwhelmed. You know, tell me, you can't name anything. The medical establishment, overwhelmed. How about, let's take on the financial thing, the negative interest rates, overwhelmed. How about pensions and retirement, overwhelmed. What Americans are too dumb to figure out, not the people listening to us, I hope, but they are really dumb on a national level, is every dollar going into what I would call the armies of conquest is coming out of an American's retirement plan or Social Security fund. Would you agree with that?
Absolutely. In fact, Steve, I wrote about that. I wrote about that. Gosh, I'm trying to think what the year was. It was either 13 or 2014, where the Russians were taking a lot of the retirement funds from their people at the same time when Lou became the Secretary of Treasury. He was doing the same thing here with a certain brand, and I'd have to have the information in front of me, but it was a special type of federal retirement, and he was borrowing against it with the Treasury Department, which to me is the same as stealing it, because those accounts are supposed to be inviolate. So this has been going on for a long time, and I think the 401ks are next.
Well, absolutely. There's, what, 16, 18 trillion in 401ks, IRAs, defined benefit plans. And on my website, I'm hooked up with Ross Powell, okay? Ross can put people who have IRAs, 401ks, into a self-directed IRA, 401k, or, you know, the equivalent, and basically they can get delivery of their precious metals. I mean, you can buy a whole lot of stuff with it and not have the tax consequences. So, you know, survival401k.com. And I have a lot of clients that have done that. But I think the biggest question I'm getting asked, and I can't answer this, is the when. And my answer to that is you don't have to worry about the when because it started. Do you follow me?
Yes,
when
absolutely.
Is when? And when somebody asks you the question when, what is the define when for me? When will my bank account not be accessible? Well, according to one of the gentlemen that sent me an email tonight, his when just happened today. When will I no longer be able to go to the store and buy food? Well, some of the people living in different parts of the country are already experiencing that. So you have to define when. And how about this? When do you think the United Nations will come kicking our doors in, blah, blah, blah? Well, the answer to that is when they're told to, okay? And when they're told to, it will be based on rioting. It'll be based on mayhem is where they thrive, everyone. Look where the UN goes in. They go into battle zones, and then they don't go in to help. They go in basically to wipe out whoever they wipe out. And, oh, by the way, look at the history of the UN troops and what they do to men and women. Not very nice. Do you remember the story, Dave, about a certain UN contingency literally cooking little boys over a spits? By the way, that's not a Snopes, that's just, you know, crazy talk. No, it really happened. And so when people say, well, Fast Check or Snopes, look into who owns Fast Check and Snopes. Like, to quote the former head of the Federal Reserve, the tallest guy that smokes cigars, you'll have to maybe, if you don't know who that is, go look it up, put his arm around a friend of mine and said, hell, son, we own them all, meaning politicians. The unfortunate fact is that until when is defined, most people will not be able to grasp that the when is already happened. Does that make sense to you? I'm not trying to play with words. They have to define a set of circumstances that in their mind will tell them this baby's on. Could you, and then let's use someone else. Let's say Ralph. Ralph goes to bed on Friday. He wakes up on Monday and he finds his checking account has no money in it. He finds his savings account has no money in it. He finds the ATM cards are down. He finds that he has no gas in his car because he failed to fill it up on Friday. Goes to the gas station. The gas station pumps aren't working, or they have a sign, no checks or credit cards, just cash. Yet Ralph is not the only one behind the line that forms in front of him. Let's say there's 200 to 300 cars, and everybody's in the same position. Finally, somebody pulls in with cash, starts to fill their tank, and do you think 200, 300 people are going to be happy with that? Well, obviously, one guy can maybe pay for 20 gallons of gas, but he can't pay for 4,000. That'd be 200 times 20 gallons. So what happens is that the thin veneer of law enforcement, and law enforcement is simply getting put into a place where superior force will overwhelm them, and the militarization of police. I had Sig Swanstrom deal with that, and it troubles him because, again, he's by the way, he's a believer, and I want to give that name out, Dave. It's a book. Every day I get emails. Well, the Bible says, thou shalt not kill. That means murder. It doesn't have anything to do with self-defense. God, guns, and guts of firearm defense, the Bible view. Sig Swanstrom, Swanstrom. It's on Amazon. I haven't read the whole thing. I read enough. The way I read a book, I start at the beginning, go to the middle, and go to the end, then I go out and back and fill in the spaces, because it's kind of like breakfast, lunch, and dinner. But I had him on with Doug Hagman 3 hours, and Dave, the guy is a marvelous brother in the Lord, but also a realist. I would tell every woman, every man, every child old enough legally, you learn to handle a firearm. And how many kids have saved their parents' lives? So, you know, I'm not in this. You know, I remember the Boy Scouts. I started shooting a .22 rifle at Camp Whittlesey in California when I was 10 years old. So that was up out of Lake Arrowhead, I think. But the point being is that we have to take matters into our own hands. And when I say that, I'm speaking specifically to the ability to defend our families, defend our lives, and defend those who are helpless. And we talked about the elderly. Look, I had a friend, he passed away, his name was Glenn Allen, God bless him. He was a quadriplegic, and I love this brother, and he had the best attitude. And why that is important, he was able, I'm sorry, what's it called when you only have one arm, not quadriplegic, tripleplegic, I don't know, forgive me for being ignorant. But anyway, they would mess with him, meaning the powers that be, because he was listening to shortwave, and he would, you know, send emails out and tell people, and he, until his, quote, going home to be with Jesus Day, which was months ago, the guy stood guard. He couldn't walk. He's in a wheelchair. He had to get out of the wheelchair, roll into bed, roll out. I mean, his brother sent me an email after his passing. I didn't know he'd passed away. But here's a guy that loved freedom, and knew the only way he could stay alive. And by the way, they tried to break into his house. They tried to steal. They being, probably three-letter people. And yet, here is a guy that would not go quietly into the night. Boy, we need more Glenn Allens. And if his brother's listening to this show tonight, God bless you. Your brother was a man's man who I admired with all the depths of my heart. Go ahead, Dave. I'm sorry. I don't mean to continue.
No, that's fine. Let's get down to things that people can take away from this, and we got about 12 minutes left here. With what you know is coming, I think what most of us know that's coming that are aware, what do you recommend people do right now, from this moment going forward, and how long do you think they have? I know we can't predict when the UN troops are on our streets, but in what time frame should people be operating from?
Well, I believe in the eternal now. I believe just as now is a day of salvation, now is a day of preparation. I think it's absolutely a biblical precedent to prepare. The thing that most people get caught off guard with is, number one, not having food that will stay fresh when the power goes off. You know, that's the food first, food first, food first. Number two, having water. And a purifier, a water purifier is life. Water means life. Number three, having a plan. And a plan is basically what you're going to do. For instance, you don't want to be the only guy in your block with a generator and your lights on and your stereo blasting when everyone else's dark is down. You want to get blackout curtains. You want to limit your light exposure to one room, preferably an internal room. And when you go out of that room, you turn the lights off. You want to learn the advantage. And I got to tell you something. People that have gun safes full of guns, have ammo stacked to the roof, and yet don't have night vision, they're clueless. I know you've had Bob on from Ready Made talking about it, but you know, the idea that everybody thinks is kind of like you go to bed at night, the crack of dawn, the Revolutionary War starts, the Brits are on the right side or the left side of you, wherever, you know, and then it's face off until the night comes. Those days are over. The bad guys have high tech. The most important plan in all this is basically to say, Lord, what do you want me to do? Some he'll say to go, some he'll say to stay. I'd say the most important thing is to make sure your heart is right with Jesus, and then ask him to bring like-minded people who love him. Here's the key, who love him and will basically join with you. The biggest mistakes I've made, one almost terminal, and thank God he overruled my lack of discernment, was because I listened to a guy's mouth, but I didn't take the time to pray about it. He talked the talk, Dave, and see, that's what you're going to get. You're going to get people. My guess is if they want the Donald Trump situation to go bad really quick, they're going to introduce pro-instigators, a pro-instigator, and I'm praying against this. You want to know how I'm praying? I'm praying no assassins will be successful, that anybody that's there ahead of time, now, and I look, the Secret Service is up on this, but wherever the convention is, wherever Mr. Trump is, and I know that Mr. Trump takes his personal security very seriously, so I would tell the people that are going there, even the supporters, and you know, I love bikers. I'm not a gangbanger or, you know, a fan of the Hell's Angels or anything, but I'm talking about guys who are just general, they like motorcycles, you know, and by the way, my take on that whole Waco, Texas thing is different than anybody else's. That thing was a setup from the beginning, and the reason it went down that way it was because somebody was worried about veterans and a cohesive nature of a bike gang being able to be a formidable group when the time came against them. I believe the whole thing was a setup. Who was the first to volunteer to protect, the Trump rallies? It was the bikers. A lot of those guys are vets, you know? A lot of those guys are basically salt-of-the-earth guys. And by the way, there are guys who are judges, attorneys, billionaires that have their bikes that go to Sturgis. I'm not a fan of motorcycles because, you know, I basically have not a good experience with them. I don't stay aware. That's why I quit flying years ago. Got too much stuff going on in my mind. But they've got to have a plan. If it's going to hunker in place, then make sure you have the basics of, you know, of food. The reason freeze-dried food and dehydrated food and grains, you know, people say, get some beans and rice. I can tell you this, if I had beans with my rice, you'd need gas masks. Most people in the United States do not have the correct enzymes to process beans. Everybody should learn this. Get as close to a normal diet. Take a calendar, Dave, this is critical. You're talking practical stuff. Take a calendar and just lay out 30 days worth of food. If you're going to have granola day one, you're going to have stroganoff and noodles day two. You know, lay it out, breakfast, lunch, and dinner. The average food storage program, check calories and check price. Calories are a big deal. 271 calories three times a day is starvation. And unfortunately, there's a lot of dishonesty. That's what I like about New Mana. Man, you know, you are having one of your sponsors. I use them specifically. They are probably one of the most responsive companies I've ever met. I asked them to design a food, you know, maximum protein. And so, ladies and gentlemen, it's simply this. And then I want to share something. This is critical. Ask the Lord if there's anybody to the right of you in your neighborhood or to the left of you in your neighborhood or anybody, whether it's that little old lady that can't pay for groceries. And, Dave, I'm a stickler on this. I'm a stickler. Say, Lord, show me somebody today. Now, obviously not everyone can afford to do it. But if you can't afford and you see somebody struggling and you look in their cart and they'll smile, but you can see the cry of their heart in their eyes, then buy their groceries. I've instituted a policy in my own life, and here's how it goes. And I'm telling you, what a powerful way to share the love of Jesus in reality. If I see somebody bowing their head in a restaurant and saying grace, I will track down the waitress and I will pay for their dinner. And then I will go over and I will talk to them. I say, I just want you to know. And then this happened to me down at one of the restaurants in Bozeman about a month ago. And I said, I want you to know how blessed I was to see you thanking God for your meal. And I was so blessed. I just want you to know, I want to buy it. The guy wanted to refuse. I said, sir, let me do this because I'm being obedient to God. And what was really cool about that day, by the way, if it were 10 people, I'd pray that if God had me at a restaurant with 10 people doing that, I'd buy all their meals. It's just, I believe, I actually practice what I preach, much to the chagrin of my, you know, haters and detractors. But that's something that we can all do. It's not enough just to feed our face. Ask the Lord, because here's the deal. The widow of Zarephath in the Second Kings, you know, someone correct me, I'm doing this right off my memory, I'm at 100 miles an hour right now, but because she gave to the man of God in a time of famine, and I'm not talking about a tithe, I'm talking about because she was poor, and she didn't have much, but she cared for someone else. That caring for someone else always comes back. You can't outgive God. So, you know, some people say, well, who is my neighbor? I'm telling you, Dave, I think that the key is this, that when persecution comes against the Christians, oh, of course, it'll be the jihadis and the politicos, etc., but you know who it's going to ultimately rise to a unimaginable level from? It's going to rise from the Christians that do not have the power of God in their life, who struggle, versus the ones who have the power of God in their life and are sustained by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. Someone says, I'd listen to you if you didn't preach. My answer to that is, if I didn't talk about Jesus, I'd have no business being on talk radio. And people say, well, how do you know so much? I said, because God called me to warn people. You're not a prophet, never claimed to be. So, you know, when we tell people the truth, Dave, you, I, whoever's telling the truth, remember this. The truth in this present world is the most hated commodity outside of the truth, the way and the life, and that's Jesus Christ. Jesus said it. They love darkness because there is no light in them. Unfortunately, I think too many Christians are living in the dark prince or shadow man and need to come into the light and start standing up for their Lord and Savior. If Jesus laid down his life for me, then the last thing I should be worried about is basically speaking to him. You know, here's the thing. For those of you that are facing insurmountable odds in your life, I want to share this with you because I think God gave it to me for this night. Is simply this. It was yesterday in the car. Is that praise is where God inhabits and allows his presence to dwell. When the toughest times in my life where there was no way out, no way, there was no human way, there was no financial way, there was no physical way, I was just not only at wit's end, but I was at the end. My wife made a simple statement. She said, you need to praise God, Steve, and you need to praise God until he gives you the victory. Dave, I promise you, it started out hard, it got easier, and then that wonderful J word entered my heart, joy. And what does the scripture say? The joy of the Lord is my strength. And for a while, I would take a yellow sheet of paper, white tablet, doesn't matter, and just start writing everything I was thankful for. And I purposed in my heart, as ugly as this place is, planet Earth right now, it's not the way God created it, it's the way the devil's destroying it and causing turn. I am going to thank the Lord for everything. So I'm telling you, if you're broke or you're the single mother sending me an email, you start praising God, not for your situation, but for who he is, because the Lord inhabits the praise of his people. David talked about his glory will sing praises unto the Lord. That's the tongue. That's why the devil wants our tongue being used in other methods than being used to praise the Lord. And look, in the greatest battles, and I'll say this, Dave, I know we're running out of time, the greatest battles in history, especially in the Old Testament as well as the New, the greatest battles were never won by the people of God in their own strength. The greatest battle were won by God working and working in and on and through his people to deliver them. You know, we hear, stand fast and see, the deliverance of the Lord or the victory of the Lord. The only way to stand fast is in praise. Jehoshaphat was outnumbered by voluminous amounts of men, chariots, and everything, and he knew it was too great. He sought the prophet of God. The prophet said, appoint singers and sing unto the Lord. And it says, we worship God and we thank him, we praise him. And I pray that the praise turns into the wow. We adore him. That's when God inhabits the praises of his people. And even the powers of hell tremble at that thought. So that's a real thing, Dave. I'm not making it up. It's something I've watched happen, and God's people need to get really, really with it really, really quick.
Well, people are probably wondering, why am I being so silent? Because you're speaking the truth. This is what people need to hear right now. We can talk about the issues until we're blue in the face, because there's more to talk about than we have time to talk about it. But Steve, what you just said about getting right with God and letting him inhabit you, letting him become part of everything that you do, you are absolutely right on the money. This is what people need to hear. And we got just a moment here, and very quickly I just wanted to mention Steve's website, probably the most traveled website in the world in terms of news outlets, stevequayle.com. And again, Steve will be available for a couple of hours after the show to talk to you about reinvesting your cash into something that's going to be more permanent with precious metals. And that number to call Steve at is 406-586-4842. 406-586-4842. Steve, I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart. I'm proud to call you a friend, and I think you've done a lot of good tonight that will help a lot of people.
Well, thank you, Dave, and God bless everyone, and remember that, look, the battle isn't to the strong, the battle isn't to the wise, the battle is to those who love the Lord and who allow him to fight for them. And ladies and gentlemen, if you want me to talk to you tonight, send me an email, steve777@stevequayle.com. That applies only to precious metals, because for the next, I don't know, 3 or 4 hours probably, I said two, but it'll turn into midnight, I'll be up on the market and I can still trade for a couple more hours. Thank you. Bye, Dave.
Thank you very much, Steve. God bless you. Well, Katie, Steve Quayle never disappoints. In fact, actually, I think this was might have been his finest 2 hours that I've ever seen him have on this show, which is why I was smart enough to shut up and get the heck out of his way.
Yeah, that was great.
It was inspiring. And I can't wait to get to my Bible after the show tonight. I mean, I'm inspired. I wrote down some of the passages that Steve was quoting, and I'm going to go look that up. Anyway, we're going to be back in hour number three with our health chick, our lovely health chick, our knowledgeable health chick, and she's got some surprises. And then at the bottom of the hour, Joseph Meyer. We got a great hour ahead. Thanks so much to Steve Quayle. We'll see you all in hour number three.